एक ओंकार साते नाम कर्ता पुरख निरपाव निर्वैर अकाल मूरत अजूनी सैभं गुरप्रसाद जप आदि सच जुग आदि सच है पी सच नानक होसी पी सच वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु वाहे बानी गुरु गुरु है बानी विच बानी अमृत सारे गुरबानी कहे सेवक जन माने परतख गुरु निसतारे अमृत बानी हर हर तेरी सुन सुन होवे परम गत मेरी जलन बुझी शीतल होए मनुआ सतगुर का दर्शन न पाए जियो फिरत प्रभ आया परिया तो सरनाई नानक की प्रभ बेनती अपनी भगती लाए नानक की प्रभ बेनती अपनी भगती लाए परम सत्कारयोग गुरु खालसा सतसंग जी गज बज के फतेह बुलाओ वाहेगुरु जी का खालसा वाहेगुरु जी की फतेह। धन 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 साहिब श्री गुरु ग्रंथ साहब जी दे बेअंत कृपा दे नाल दास ने अज अंग्रेजी विच कथा करनी है। जिन्हां नूं अंग्रेजी नहीं समझ आउंदी मैं उन्हां दे चरणां दे विच माफ़ी मंगदा है। वी आर ब्लेस्ड टू बी इन द कंपनी ऑफ श्री गुरु ग्रंथ साहब जी महाराज। We're so very, very fortunate to be here. And it's common for us to come into the Gurukar and be told this by our elders. Why is it that we're so blessed to be here today as we celebrate in the past few weeks the 550th anniversary of the coming of the light to this earth in the form of Sri Guru Nanak? Many of us would have woken this morning and made plans as we're brushing our teeth, as we're getting ready, taking the children to school, getting ready for work, that in the evening we're going to come to Dashmesh Darbar, we're going to come to the Gurdwara. Some of us have come on aeroplanes, we've come from abroad and we've made plans that when we land we will come to the Guru's Darbar. Sadhsangaji, when we think that we've come to the Gurdwara by our own efforts, we are mistaken. For Guru Sahib makes it plainly clear, Aape Sangata Sad Bahale, Aape Vida Karave. Guru Sahib explains, be Aape Sangat, they are the ones that brings the Sangat into the Guru's Darbar. Sad Bahale, Bahale, that very place where we're sitting right now, has been reserved for you since time immemorial. Ape vida karave, the gifts that you will go, that you leave this darbar with, they are for Guru Sahib to bestow upon us. Why is it so important that we have these thoughts in our mind, Sadhsangaji? Because as we speak to the Sadhsangat, as we're blessed to have a chance to come into the Sadhsangat, oftentimes we get caught up with feelings of low self-esteem, feelings of guilt, feelings of unworthiness. We compare ourselves to great Gurmukhs, and we hear from our itihas the stories of the grandeur of the singha and the singaniya. And sometimes we get caught up in comparing ourselves to others that our opinion of ourselves becomes so low that we feel that there's no point in making an effort going forward. But we should understand that when we come into the Guru's Darbar, that one that knows us better than we know ourselves. That one that knows the hearts of all, that knows the hearts of good people and knows the hearts of bad people. That Sahib Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj that could look into each and every one of our hearts has seen fit to bring you here today. Sadhsangat Ji, we are in the house of the King of all kings. We say, Shahe Shahanshah Guru Gobind Singh. That if we got all the kings together and sat them down, if we got all of the queens together and sat them down, that Sahib Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji is the king of all those kings. This is the house of a king. Just as we would not be able to go to any lesser king or queen and enter that house without being invited. So I'm from a city called London. There's a queen that lives, a Rani that lives in that city, in a palace called Buckingham Palace. If I was to go to knock on the door at Buckingham Palace and ask to go inside, they would probably say, you haven't got an appointment, you don't know the queen. Because to go into a queen's palace, one must be invited. When we come into the Guru's Darbar, we should recognize in our heart and have a small place of warmth and solace. Actually, Guru Sahib has invited me today. Guru Sahib knows who I am. And with this warmth, we don't come from a place of ego. We stay with humility, but it gives us that light inside. We actually, Aape Sangat Saad Bahale, Aape Vida Karavi, Guru Sahib knows me. There's a space for me in the house of the Guru. Sadh Sangat Ji, it's really important that we understand this, because whilst we should come from a place of nimrata, come from a place of always humility. So when we come into the Guru's Darbar, we bow, we place our head before the feet of the Guru. Whilst we should have humility, we should also understand that our roots are sovereign, that we come from kings. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj, our father, is a king. That Mata Ji, that she was a queen. And we must not forget this when we look in the mirror. When we wake up and we look in the mirror, and we say such things to ourselves in such negative voices. We look in the mirror and we berate ourselves. And we say things like, I'm no good. I could never be a Gurmukh. I could never keep my guess. We say negative things when we look in the mirror. And this negative self-talk is doing us no favours. It's like a poison that we're feeding to ourselves. Sadh Sangat Ji, if anybody spoke to you the way that we often speak to ourselves, you would give them a chaper. If somebody looked at you and said that you are no good, that you are not worthy, that you're not able to make an effort to make progress in your sikhya, you would give them no time of the day. But yet we listen to ourselves, berate ourselves, prevent ourselves from making progress. But brothers and sisters, whilst we should remain humble, we should also recognize that we come from sovereign roots. And in this very short time that we have together, I would like to travel with my brothers and sisters back to 1675. For next Sunday, we celebrate something very special, something which has only happened once in history, in our Sikh history, once in the whole history of the whole universe. And it is the Shahidi of Sahib Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj that we turn to now, in this time that has been gifted to us. The ninth form of Nanak, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, is walking upon this earth. Unfortunately, a terrible regime is invading the Indian subcontinent. The Mughal regime is bent upon converting the whole of India under the veil, under the banner of Islam. A very vicious, barbaric regime was being met out under a staged process of conversion. That parliament had been convened, had been set up in Delhi under the auspices of the emperor of that time, Aurangzeb. Aurangzeb writes in his diary that he wishes to leave not one person a kafir, not leave one person a Hindu or a Sikh in the whole of the Indian subcontinent. And the regime was such that they would offer and they would try to entice. And if that didn't work, then the second step in the three-stage process was to threaten the family members. And if still nobody was willing to yield and give up their tarm, then it would be acceptable from the government's perspective to take the heads of those that were refusing. Aurangzeb has sent governor ministers to all parts of the education facilities. And they find themselves now convening at a place in Kashmir. In Kashmir, there is a school, and there are 14 to 16, the way it's described in our history, in Suraj Prakash, there are 14 to 16 leaders of 5,000 pandits in that area. The Kashmiri pandits are being led by these 14 to 16 dignitaries of the school, the leader of which, one of the leaders of which was a pandit called Kirpa Ram. The wazir goes there and says, you have to convert to Islam, and all of your 5,000 students must also convert to Islam. Wajid Khan, Vaheguru, the governor that is sent, says that if you don't convert to Islam, we're going to collect 5,000 heads. The regime was so barbaric, the way it's described in our history, that they had converted so many people through this forced measure, that the weight of the janayu, which is the thagga, the thread that the Hindus would wear, that was all collected up to 50 kg. This was the weight of the strings of those whose heads had been taken under this regime. And now 5,000 lives stand in the balance. Kirpa Ram speaks with the other leaders and they say, please give us 6 months. We're in a difficult place here. You're asking us to leave our tarm. But we don't want to do that. But also we don't want to lose our heads. They say, you've got 6 months. So Kirpa Ram and those 14 dignitaries, 14, 15, 16 dignitaries representing the Hindu tarm of the Kashmiri pandits, they go to Amarnath, which is a sacred place within their own tarm, and they do a prayer. They do a havan to Shivji, which is one of the primal deities in the Hindu tarm, which we don't worship. Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj explains to us that these Devi Devta, they exist, but we are not to worship them because they are also part and parcel of the creation. Mahadev ko kehet sada siv nirankar ka chinat nebhiv. That vast people worship Mahadev, they don't understand that actually there's the formless Lord that we should be worshipping, Vaheguru. So they worship Shivji in this way. We shouldn't be confused, but we're just respecting and reflecting upon their history. That Shivji comes and gives them an instruction. And they say, in this dark age of Galjug, where the kings have become butchers and turned knives upon their own people, Kalkati Raje Kaasai Taram Pankur Udriya Kur Amavas Sach Chandarma Dise Nahi Kecharya. How is the world like at this time? Guru Sahib explains, Kalkati, that in this dark age, Kati, the Raja have taken the blades, Raja Kasai, the Raja have become butchers, like in this example, and they're turning blades upon their own people. Sadh Sangatji, the deities speak to the pandits and they say, in this dark age, there's only one place that you can go to where you can be saved. Sabte vada sat guru nanak jinkal rakhi meri. Sabte vada, in this place, the greatest of all is Guru Nanak jinkal, in this dark age of Kaljug, the one that can save. Kirpa Ram has heard of the house of Guru Nanak. He says, I will take you to that place. And he finds that Guru Nanak has left this world in the physical sense, and that now the ninth form of Guru Nanak sits on the throne. Kirpa Ram, can you imagine? They go back, they speak to their families. They say, we're going to go on a pilgrimage unlike any Teerath we've ever been to. We're not going to one of the 68 places that we normally worship, for we've been directed to the house of Guru Nanak. Kirpa Ram leads those dignitaries and they find their way to go and speak with Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj. Can you imagine what it would have been like leaving 5,000 souls whose destiny lies in the balance? 5,000 souls who have got no hope left but the house of a king from a foreign land whose name is Guru Nanak. Can you imagine what would it have been like as Kirpa Ram, the leader of those people, as they walked past the Nishan Sahib, as we did today, the Nishan Sahib of Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji Maharaj, as they walked past the Nishan Sahib to come into the Guru's Darbar, as we did today, not just to bow, but to ask for an allegiance from a stranger. And as they walk into the company of the court of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj, they bow. They say, "Yo, we're not Sikhs, we're Hindus. We've come from a place far away. We're being persecuted. But we've been told that where the Nishan Sahib flies, that in the house, you give langar to all people, that all people will be fed indiscriminately. And that in that house, where that flag meets the ground, that your people, they carry shastar, that they carry weapons and they will stand for the rights of all people to be free. We are not Sikhs, we are Hindus, but we come to ask you, will you stand for our right to be free?" Sadhsangaji, because of time constraints, there's a great deal of the itihas, the history, which we won't have time to narrate. Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj is sitting in the court. They're about 8.5 years old at this time. And they ask Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj for permission to speak. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj has put the question to the Sadhsangat that in the balance now rests the lives of 5,000 pundits. Can you imagine the weight if we were on a scale? The weight on one side would be the weight of 5,000 pundits. What could be such a great weight? What kind of sacrifice would be needed to be made on the other side to balance out that weight? This is the question, this is the madhavani, this is the riddle that is posed by Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji in the holy congregation, and everybody goes quiet. Except for an 8.5-year-old Gobind Rai. He speaks to the 9th form of Guru Nanak and says to Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj, "May I speak?" Sadhsangat Ji, the way it's described in our history, that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj, they turn to their son and they say, "This court has been convened so that you can speak." For Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji would know the future that would lay itself and set itself right and become part of our history. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj says, "This court has been convened for you, Gobind Rai, speak." And Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji says to their father, "You are the form of righteousness. You are the king of all kings. You're asking what sacrifice could be made to make a balance true. On one side is 5,000 lives. Who greater, who more pious, who more capable than you, Pitaji, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj?" And so it was that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji was pleased looking at the sons, looking at the eyes of Gobind Rai. He says to those pundits that, "You've come into the court of Guru Nanak and you've asked us to stand for your right to be free. Whilst I remain in this, I may leave this world, but I will never leave your side. I will stand for your right to be free." Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj convenes an army. An army of how many, you may say, against the Mughal forces which number in the lakhs, which number in the hundreds of thousands. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj convenes an army of 5 Gurmukh Pyare. 5 Gurmukhs come with Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji and they march towards the Mughal court. They march towards the Mughal court and on their way they are approached by an army of 10,000 soldiers. 10,000 soldiers arrest Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji by Matidas, by Satidas, by Diala Ji. And those Gurmukh Pyare are taken and they're placed in a cells of a jail. When they're produced before the Mughal court at this time, expecting Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, who's been tortured, and those Gurmukh Pyare to be seeking some form of recompense, that they should be released, they're faced with a challenge. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj says, "What you're doing is wrong. You cannot force people to fall in love with God through your means. This is not the way of Vaheguru. This is not the way of Allah. I challenge you now that if you can convert me from my taram, if you can convert any of my Gurmukh Pyare from their taram, then these Hindu Kashmiri pandits that you are persecuting, they will accept Islam. But if you cannot, then you must leave these people to be free." Sadhsangat Ji, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji did this publicly in the court of Aurangzeb, and our history is the most unique, beautiful history. Whilst it is so recent, is also recorded in those courts. Aurangzeb accepts the challenge, and Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji is tortured for many days. By Mati Das, by Sati Das, by Diala Ji, they are all tortured. By Mati Das, who's about 70 years old, by Mati Das and by Sati Das, they're brothers. By Mati Das is in their 70s. Their family has been serving the Guru for 5 generations. Kavi Santokh Singh Ji in Suraj Prakash records, that's how dedicated the family has been in the service of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. They take Bhai Mati Das in a public square and they say to Bhai Mati Das, you don't need all of this Sikhi. Why don't you leave it behind? We'll give you riches. We'll make you a king of a small province. We'll give you women. They would trade in women. They would steal women from their families and take them back and they would sell them as slaves. So women they were not sure of to trade. Bhai Mati Das, he says, all of these things which you're offering, haven't you heard the teachings of Guru Nanak? Even one thought in my mind is not going to go with me when I leave this world. All we have, Sadh Sangat Ji, are the actions that we do. We spend our whole lives chasing material wealth, knowing from the teachings of Guru Nanak Patshah that none of these things are going to go with us. Not even the thoughts in our minds are going to go with us. All the only thing, Sadh Sangat Ji, that's going to go with us are the deeds that we have done. Have we been kind? Have we had love in our heart? Have we served those that were in need? Did we stand next to those as they served? Did we stand in front of those that were persecuted? Did we keep shastar? Did we keep our heart open? Did we respect those that were siyana that we could learn from? Did we listen to the teachings? Did we have love in our heart? By Mati Das, he is saying that all of these riches which you're offering me, that I will not accept any of these things. If you're not willing to accept Islam, then we're going to torture you to death. It was decided from reading from the fatwa that Bhai Mati Das Ji would be sawn in half. They said to Bhai Mati Das Ji, do you have any last request? And Bhai Mati Das Ji says to the Jalaluddin, his name was, the executioner, I've got one request. Let me look upon my guru's face as I'm going to be attaining shahidi. Just give me this one request that I can look upon my guru. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji was in the same chonk, in the public gallery, as this executioner was undertaking this action. And by Mati Das Ji, they were tied to a frame, and that frame was tilted, and it was maneuvered. And by Mati Das Ji is talking, Kavi Santokh Singh Ji records the conversation between by Mati Das Ji and Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj. And Kavi Santokh Singh Ji says, Maharaj, hukum karo, I will destroy all of this tyranny, all of this darkness that exists. Give me your agya, give me your blessings, I've got so much shakti, I can destroy all of this. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj, and as they're in a cage, they're speaking with their beloved Gurmukh, they say to Bhai Mati Das Ji, Gurmukho, from whom have you obtained this shakti? This jor that you speak of, how have you obtained it? And Bhai Mati Das Ji, sheepishly, they look at the feet of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj, they say, Maharaj, everything I've got from you. Never forget where you come from is the teaching. Never forget where we come from, who it is that has given us that bakshish. When we obtain great victory, we say, Ikonkar Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Be our victories in life, they are not ours to own, they are the one who has bestowed them upon us. Bhai Mati Das Ji says, it is your bakshish that you have given me. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj says, if it is me that has bestowed this power upon you to destroy all of this tyranny, then don't you think the power resides with me too? The teaching is to remain in the hukum, to accept the will of Waheguru. And in this way, the saw was placed upon the head of Bhai Mati Das Ji, who refused to convert to Islam, who refused to give up that beautiful sweet Sikhi. And as the saw starts ripping through the flesh and then the bones of Bhai Mati Das Ji, as it starts to go down their head, blood starts to pour out of the head of Bhai Mati Das Ji, and all you can hear across Chandani Chowk, the square, is Eko Ankar Satyanam Karta Purkh Nirpao Nirvair Akal Murat Ajuni Saibang Gur Parsad Jap Aad Sach Jug Aad Sach है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच सोचे सोच न होवई जे सोची लखवार चुपै चुप न होवई जे लाए रहा लेवतार। Sadhsangha ji, it's recorded in our history that whilst the soul of Jalaluddin was finished with the physical body of Paimati Das was not finished with this physical world. And as the soul ripped through Paimati Das's body and the two parts of their body fell apart, the pankti was reached, Panch Paravan, Panch Pradhan, Panche Pave Dargeheman. Honored are those, accepted in the court of the Lord are those that are Parvan, that follow the Rehet of the Guru. That was the pankti that Guru that Paimati Dasji reached. When we reached Panch Parvan, Panch Pradhan, in our Japji Sabhanav Nitanem, Yad Karo Gurmukho, remember Paimati Dasji, that one who was being sawn alive as they were reciting Japji Sahib. The two parts of the body of Paimati Dasji came apart, but the Japji Sahib remained Puran. And the Bani kept resonating and vibrating from their body. And in this way, the whole of Chandani Chowk was in silence. Sadhsangha ji, by Sati Das ji was called, the younger brother of Paimati Das. They said, look, you've seen what we have done to your brother. If you don't accept Islam, then the same fate will be met upon you. By Sati Das ji says, no, you can do whatever you will. This sweet Sikhi that I've been blessed with, I will not be giving up my dharam for anything. And by Sati Das ji was wrapped in cotton wool. Cotton wool was chosen deliberately because it burned slowly. And the hope was that by Sati Das ji would burn slowly. That in this way, the screams of by Sati Das ji would put a fear in the Peer Guru Tegh Bahadur ji, in the Guru Guru Tegh Bahadur ji Maharaj. By Sati Das ji was set, a fire was set in their flesh, and all that you could hear was no screams, no shouting. All you could hear was the Mool Mantar resonating from the body of Bhai Sati Das ji. Bhai Sati Das ji, their last physical act on this earth was for their body to fall. And which direction did it fall, Sadhsangha ji? It did namaskar to Guru Tegh Bahadur ji Maharaj as it fell upon the ground. Never to fall it was, but to live on forever as they attained Shahidi. Bhai Sati Das ji did namaskar to Guru Tegh Bahadur ji Maharaj. And at that point, Guru Tegh Bahadur ji spoke the words, Tan Sikhi! Tan Sikhi three times, records Kabi Santokh Singh Ji. Bhai Diyala Ji is told that we've torn in half the body of Bhai Mati Das. We have burned the flesh of Bhai Sati Das. You must understand, we are not going to accept anything but your conversion. Accept Islam now, or there's a cauldron of boiling water here. If you don't accept to convert and give up your sweet Sikhi that you hold so dear, you have to walk this plank and you will have to be boiled in this cauldron. My brothers and sisters, Bhai Diyala ji didn't even give a jawab. They walked that plank, and before they walked this plank, they turned to Guru Tegh Bahadur ji Maharaj. They say to Guru Tegh Bahadur ji Maharaj, they say, Sache Patshah, Guru Sahib, Pitaji, in your fifth form, you've already been through and endured this torture. Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj, the Shaheed, we call Guru Arjan Dev Ji Shaheed Nandi Sartaj, the King of the Shaheeds. They said, you have already gone through this torture. Please bless me, because without your kirpa, I can achieve nothing. But with your blessings, there is nothing that we cannot achieve. Birti kadi na hovi, janki ardas. The teaching to us, Sadhsangha Ji, be anything which you want to obtain. If we go to the charan of the Guru and the Guru is benevolent upon us, then we will be able to achieve anything. Guru Tegh Bahadur ji Maharaj gives the bakshish to Bhai Diyala ji, and so it was that on that day, on this day coming Sunday in 1675, around these days, Bhai Diyala ji entered that cauldron and started to recite. All you could hear vibrating from that cauldron was Aad Guru Eh Namahe, Jug Aad Guru Eh Namahe, Sat Guru Eh Namahe, Siri. The Bani of Sahib Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji is vibrating across Chandani Chowk. Amongst the barbarians is the saintly words of Guru Arjan Dev Ji, bringing a peace to the hearts and souls of all that hear it. Sadhsangha Ji, you will have seen pictures of Bhai Diyala Ji. And whilst the pictures are welcomed, that we should have these pictures in our houses. We should have these pictures in our houses to constantly remind us of the sacrifices. Adorn your house, decorate your house with these pictures. But with this particular picture, know this to be true. That Kabir Santokh Singh Ji describes that in fact the lid is put on the control on the top of the cauldron. And the Bani is resonating from inside. When the Sukhmani Sahib is complete, they lift the lid of the cauldron, and Bhai Dayalaji's bones are on one side, and the flesh has completely separated from the bones of Bhai Dayalaji and rests elsewhere. All the while, the questions are being posed, who are these Gurmukh Pyare? How have they been given such a strength? Nobody can stand up against the might of the Mughal regime. We have collected 50 kgs of Janayu. And who are these people that won't accept the will? The message gets back to Aurangzeb that these three Sikhs have not accepted, that they have endured the most ghastly of tortures, that maybe hang about, maybe if this is the power, the Shakti of the Gurmukh, then what of the Guru? Maybe the Guru is a peer, maybe he's a religious person. Sadh Sangat Ji, they were blind to see that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji was the form of God who walked upon this earth. The message has gone back, and Bible Jeet Singh Ji, Basics of Sikhi, they explain in a three-part katha, which is much more detailed than we have time to do justice today. I invite you all to listen to the katha. Bible Jeet Singh Ji explains that the emperor sends back a messenger, a little bit shaken up by what's happening. And the messenger comes and says to Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, who's in the pinjari, he's in this cage, if you can show us a miracle today, if you show me a miracle, we will let you go. We will let the 5,000 Kashmiri Pandits, we will let them go too. Just show us a miracle today. Because this was the way that Aurangzeb wanted to be appeased. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji has shown many miracles already. The free kitchen which we were all about to have langar in today is another example of the miracle that already existed at the time. The kitchen where the food never runs out. That is a miracle if we look upon it with new eyes. Sadh Sangat Ji, when the messenger comes and gives a message to Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj, show us a miracle and we'll let you go. What was the jawab of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj? The jawab, when I heard this teaching, I believe it will stay with me for the rest of my life, Sadh Sangat Ji. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji says this. They say, you're asking for a miracle? My three Gurmukh Pyare, by Mati Das, by Sati Das, by Diyala Ji, they've just given their lives for people that they don't know, complete strangers, who come from a taram which is completely different, a stranger taram to them, who come from a land that they've never been to. My Gurmukhs have sacrificed themselves in the most barbaric, tortured way. They've given their lives for strangers from a different taram, from a strange place far away. If you can't see the miracle in that sacrifice, then what miracle will there be for you to witness, to acknowledge today? No. We're not going to be performing party tricks at the beckoning of the Emperor Aurangzeb. Do as you wish, but the Guru is not here to perform tricks. And so it was that the fatwa was given that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, that they are going to become shaheed, that they're going to be sacrificed as well in the name of Sikhi for refusing to convert to Islam. Jalal Deen has drawn his dagger, the executioner. He's sharpening his blade, Sadh Sangat Ji. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj, who was that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj, that one that had meditated for 26 years and 9 months and 13 days in Apora, in Bakala? Were they not ready for this shahidi? Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj, who'd meditated for 26 years, he's now sitting in a cage. And Jalal Deen, he's sharpening his dagger. As we finish this, as we come to the conclusion of the time allocated, Sadh Sangat Ji, just put this picture in your mind. Jalal Deen is saying to Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj, as he's sharpening his sword, don't think that I'm not going to behead you today. My father was an executioner. My father's father, my grandfather, was an executioner. Executing people runs in my family, says Jalal Deen to Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj. Sadh Sangat Ji, at that point, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji lets out a laugh a thunderous roar that echoed across the heavens, that echoed across eternity. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj says, you're saying that your father and your father's father was an executioner? My father's father is in the business of giving shahidi. You're saying that your family's business is to give executions? My family's business is to stand for dharm and righteousness. Guru Arjan Dev Ji, my grandfather, stood against tyranny, and so this is what runs in my blood. This is what runs in the lineage of the Khalsa Panth that would later be bestowed that title by Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. So it was on that day that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj recited the blessed Japji Sahib. That Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj, they bowed to Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj in their eternal form, and their seas would leave their body before Jalaluddin's tega would touch the neck of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj. So it was that Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj gave us the ultimate teaching, that you can lose your head, but never lose your dharm. That you can leave this body, but never leave the Guru's charan. Sadh Sangat Ji, those 5,000 Kashmiri Pandits, they were allowed to blossom. Those 5,000 Kashmiri Pandits, if even to this day, if you go to Kashmir, the lineage of those Pandits, they undertake an annual pilgrimage to Darbar Sahib, the house of Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj. They travel to Darbar Sahib to say Shukrana, to say thank you. Thank you, appreciation, gratitude. Sadh Sangat Ji, as we come into the Guru's Darbar, as we make our own pilgrimage to the Guru's Darbar from the Jorekar, and we come into the house of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj, and we bow before Guru Sahib, let's open up our own hearts and come from a place of gratitude. As we finish, we come full circle to how we started. We aape sangat saad bahale, aape vida karave. Maharaj, what vida are you going to bestow upon me? Look at the vida that you gave those Kashmiri Pandits when they came into your court. They asked you to take their arm, strangers from a faraway land, and you saved their dharam, you saved their honour. Be Maharaj, what vida, what present, what gift might be bestowed upon us if we were to have the heart and open up our heart to stand before Guru Sahib and actually ask Maharaj, be Maharaj, baksh lo sano, bless us, raj na jao, mukt na jao, man pri charan kamlare. Be just bless me, Maharaj. I don't want a Raj. I don't even want Mukti, says Guru Sahib. Just bless me that I can be attached to your feet. Sadh Sangat Ji, when we walk past the Nishan Sahib, understand that we're blessed. Understand that we don't do so by our own volition, that we are here because Guru Sahib has brought us here today. Next Sunday, we celebrate the Shahidi of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj, who gave this sacrifice in 1675. Let's celebrate by reciting Salokamala Nama. Let's celebrate by coming to the Guru Garden doing seva, that we can become closer, that we can become one with the Guru's Charan. Sadh Sangat Ji, the time allocated me has fast gone away. I'm sure I've made many mistakes in trying to narrate the history of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj. You are the Sadh Sangat of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj, and I beg for your forgiveness and your asisa, your blessings, that one day we can merge with the feet of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji Maharaj. Deho sajana si sriya, jo hove sahib syo mel. Waheguru Ji ka khalsa, Waheguru Ji ki fateh.